Welcome to the Rainy Day Rabbit Holes podcast, your escape from the mundane.
Dive into the rich history of the Pacific Northwest with us and let your mind wander down the rabbit hole.
Because in the Northwest, it's always raining something weird. The aroma of Tacoma takes your breath away. You can tell it. You can smell it from 14 miles away. It's a three-week-old cheese omelet. It's a laundry hamper full of sweat socks. It's Tacoma, proclaimed a February 1988 article in the Wall Street Journal with the headline, "The Ideal Vacation Spot for Fans of the New Jersey Turnpike." I'm Shay.
I'm Jason.
Let's fall down the rabbit hole. If you've ever cruised down Interstate 5 through Tacoma, Washington in the past two decades, you might have caught a whiff of something off.
Ooh. Is it the poodle dog in Fife?
Could be. I've seen the age of the people that go there.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, but yeah.
Well, this is really more of a mild, sulfuric, rotten egg smell that had you side-eyeing your fellow passengers and frantically rolling down the window, only to zip it right back up. Spoiler alert, it wasn't your husband's recent burrito.
That wet fart smell, that's not...
It's not coming from inside the house. Congratulations, you've just encountered the ghostly remains of the infamous Tacoma aroma, a scent that's made this city the butt of jokes for over 60 years. These days, it's a mere farty shadow compared to its former window-rattling pungent glory, only squeaking out when the airflow, heat, and industrial mood of the Port of Tacoma align just right. But don't be fooled. This odor used to pack a punch that could knock the nose off a skunk.
Ah, what is it?
The bog of eternal stench!
So today, as you can tell, my big brother Jason is joining us again. No, not because he's an expert on making stinkies.
You know.
But because he lived in Tacoma for several years and therefore was marinated in the funk. Welcome, Jason.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on for this one.
So, Jason, when did you live in Tacoma?
Oh, sometime in the late 90s.
And what was the Tacoma aroma like back then?
Oh, the vintage Tacoma aroma. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, the wet fart smell is the best way to put it. It's just... It's something that, as a local, you get used to, but you can always pick it out if somebody mentions it. You can be like, oh, yeah, the aroma's bad today, or it's the wind's blowing the right way, and it's not. You kind of ignore it, just much like now, the, okay, you know, smells that you get out of Seattle. You just kind of ignore them as they are, and you kind of are used to them, I think. That's part of the Tacoma experience, for lack of a better term.
Well, was it a constant assault on your nose, or was it more like the port was crop dusting the city?
I don't think it was necessarily constant per se, but it was pretty prevalent. And where I lived, it definitely was dependent on the winds. If they were blowing out to the sound, then it was okay. But if they were blowing inland, we happen to be where I live, was right up on the crest of the hill on Broadway. And boy, you would get hit with that port smell really heavily. And it's a fine blend of subtle fish notes and delicate top note of rendering plant. And
oh, yeah. We'll get into all of the symphony that makes up the Tacoma aroma.
Definitely the wood pulp action happening.
Oh, sure. So we were just back in Tacoma a couple of weeks ago. So how would you say that the odor is today compared to when you lived there?
I mean, it was a pretty good day when we were back there. It was nice. The sun was shining. Yes, it does happen occasionally in the Northwest. It was actually a beautiful day. It was fantastic.
It's been nothing but beautiful days for 2 months. So,
yeah, you know, you're welcome. I brought that up. Brought that up from Arizona. Little taste of the Arizona sun down here. It wasn't nearly as bad as it has been in the past. It seemed like the overall levels, although occasionally, you know, days are worse than others, but the overall levels definitely seem to be reduced in the past, in the recent years.
For sure. Tacoma's reputation as the city that dealt it dates back to its early days. In 1901, George Francis Train let one rip with what became, by the way, there's going to be a lot of fart puns in this episode.
I'm gathering that. Yeah, let one rip.
Feel free to add all the fart puns you like. So anyway, in 1901, George Francis Train let one rip with what became an unofficial city toast. Seattle, Seattle, death rattle, death rattle. Tacoma, Tacoma, aroma, aroma. Have you ever heard of that?
No, that's a new one to me.
Well, it's an old one to the rest of us because it was 1901. But
no, okay.
While some claim this referred to Tacoma's smell, it was more likely about the fierce Seattle-Tacoma rivalry and Seattle's gold rush riches that were draining out to Alaska. But make no mistake, Tacoma's aromatic issues were real.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
If I was in the studio with you, I'd be farting a lot just to, you know, set the tone.
To set the mood.
Just for you. Yeah.
If my husband was home, I'm sure I could get him to help out with that.
Oh, I'm sure he could fill your entire house.
So as early as 1930, poems warned, "When the wind is in the east, 'tis good for neither man nor beast." You like that?
Wow, they're really rolling. It's one of those, like, you know, red skies at night, sailor's delight.
Exactly.
Type of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Very specific to Tacoma, I take it right there.
The culprits were pulp paper plants, all my peas, on the tide flats, functioning as the halitosis of the Puget Sound. Even back in 1937, newspapers were raising a stink, with the Tacoma News Tribune quoting, "Present conditions offend both noses and civic pride."
Oh. Yeah, they might offend everything from your taste buds on down. Who
yeah,
knows?
Exactly.
When you can taste that aroma,
uh-huh.
That's when it's a little rugged, not going to lie.
As if the industrial stench wasn't enough, Mother Nature decided to join the olfactory orchestra. When the tide retreated, exposing Commencement Bay's tide flats, the rainbow-colored contaminated silt added its own fishy funk to the air. Commencement Bay, which should have been a postcard-perfect waterfront, instead became a chemical cocktail so potent that it was once dubbed one of the most polluted bodies of water in the country.
Yep, that is correct. One of the largest Superfund sites in America.
We're number one! We're number one!
I like how they went and they're like, oh yeah, it's all shiny and rainbowy and pretty, you know, just like unicorn poop right here.
Right.
Oh, P.S. Don't go walking it because you'll get cancer. Have fun.
We put the fun in Superfund.
That is correct.
But how did Tacoma become the Northwest premier producer of PU? Stick around, folks. We're about to lift the lid on this stinky story, but first, a word from our sponsor, and that's you. No, not you, Jason. Though you could.
I was going to say, wow, I'm on the spot all of a sudden. I didn't realize I was on this and sponsoring it. That's fantastic.
I mean, if you want to give your sister money every month, I will not say no.
I know you won't.
But I'm talking about you, the listener. You are the secret ingredient in our podcast soup. Now, Jason, I know what you're thinking. How can I, a mere mortal, support this aromatic audio adventure? Well, besides sharing our show with everyone from your bestie to that random dude at the bar, here are some ways to keep our stink tank running.
Oh, man, this is a good one. Hey, you stink. You should listen to this podcast. And I don't mean like you stink as in like you're a terrible person. Like you smell bad. You should listen to this podcast. Something else that smells bad. Oh, it's Tacoma. All right.
First, slap us with a 5-star rating and review on your favorite podcast app.
Whoa. I'd be careful about having people slap you.
You can slap me with a 5-star review. It's like giving us a virtual, it's like a high five. It's like a virtual high five. Okay. Yeah, slap me across the face.
That wouldn't be good. Somebody's going to come up to you in public one day. Just put 5 stars right on their brass knuckles. It's the 5-star pimp hand right there.
Right. Next, swing by our Facebook page and give us a like, a follow, and a review. It's free and it makes us feel all warm and fuzzy, kind of like Tacoma on a particularly pungent day. But if you really want to clear the air, consider joining our Patreon. You'll get some bonus episodes, which I just posted our second bonus episode about Hiram Gill, one of Seattle's most corrupt mayors. You'll get merch discounts, and at higher levels, we'll even send you some free swag. Speaking of which, our Rainy Day Rabbit Holes merch is hotter than a Tacoma smokestack in July. Grab a tee, a tank, a hat, or a tote. It's like wrapping yourself in essence of podcast.
That smells way better than Tacoma.
And before we dive back into our malodorous tale, I want to give a big shout out to our newest patrons, Veebs and Doug. You two are the air freshener in our 1979 Chevy Nova of podcasting. I don't know if that made any sense, but... you think of a stinky old car from the 1970s and they're the air fresheners. They're making it better.
So new idea for merch. You got to have the Rainy Day Rabbit Holes air freshener hanging off here.
Oh, that's a great, with the little podcast dude.
Perfect. Yeah, little podcast dude hanging off there.
Perfect.
The purveyors, the PU, Shay and Jody.
Now, let's rewind to the late 1800s when Commencement Bay's industrialization began in earnest. The arrival of the Northern Pacific Railway terminus in Tacoma sparked massive lumber production, including the region's first sawmill. This set the stage for hundreds of other industrial businesses that would, over time, contribute to the bay's pollution. The Puyallup River Delta,
he who delta smelta,
was transformed into a network of artificial waterways. Natural habitats were altered, significantly impacting the local salmon population.
Salmon didn't like the smell either.
No, they didn't.
They were like, yeah, we're out of here. We're heading upstream, getting away from this place.
Pulp mills soon joined the sawmills, followed by refineries, smelting plants, how ironic, meatpacking facilities, and rendering plants. Mm-hmm. Before environmental protections were established, these industries freely discharged industrial waste and toxins into the bay, while smokestacks released pungent fumes into the air. Over time, references to the miasma hanging over Tacoma seeped into common language. It didn't help that Tacoma conveniently rhymes with aroma.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate coincidence there.
Yeah, all we've got is aroma, coma, Oklahoma, and diploma.
Get your aroma diploma from Tacoma's Oklahoma... Coma. I don't know. I lost it.
Go into a coma.
Go into a coma, getting your aroma diploma in Tacoma.
There you go. By 1956, newspapers were running headlines like Tacoma Aroma to Stay Around for a While Yet and discussing the war against air pollution. Some days, Mount Rainier was completely obscured by smoke, while on others, the city's odor was compared to that of a sewer. Sounds lovely.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it makes sense for Tacoma since half of it was a sewer for a while. Right.
Enterprising developers even used the city's infamous smell to market new housing developments outside the affected area. One memorable slogan promised, rather than the Tacoma aroma, we give you the Brookdale inhale.
I never inhaled.
Tacoma implemented an air pollution control ordinance in 1955, which seemed to improve air quality. Or perhaps residents simply acclimated to the smell, as the News Tribune rightly suggested. Likely. Right.
Yeah, much, much more likely on that last one.
In 1964, a Weyerhaeuser pulp mill manager in Oregon, I don't know why the guy in Oregon was chiming in on this,
because he didn't have to be up here smelling
exactly.
It.
That's why. He said he optimistically predicted the Tacoma aroma would soon be a thing of the past, citing increasingly stringent governmental air pollution restrictions and improved cooperation between industry and government. I think that was wishful thinking on his part.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, St. Helens, also another woodmill town, not the best smelling either.
Oh, no. Oh, no. 1970 brought a breakthrough in fragrance management. The Bay's chief offender.
Can you get a degree in that?
From the, fragrance management.
W.P. Carey Business School here in Tempe. It's fragrance management.
The Bay's chief offender, St. Regis Paper Company's Kraft paper plant, and that's Kraft with a K, agreed to adopt new state air pollution standards by late 1974. Local papers pondered Tacoma's future without its signature scent. Will aroma of Tacoma be missed? Asked the Longview Daily News.
Yeah, no. That's the answer. I'm going to answer that one for you guys, Longview Daily News. No.
The Tri-City Herald boldly proclaimed Tacoma aroma to be gone in 73
years.
Right? But almost.
Oh, in the year 73. Oh, yes. Yeah. No. I think they meant 73 years. Right. I think that's what they were really going for.
Spoiler alert, that prediction was a bit premature.
Mm-hmm.
So by 1979, Tacoma was planning a new sports center, a wooden mini dome.
Oh, great. So we can add some, you know, sweaty sport people aroma to this.
Exactly.
We're just rounding it out. Delicate top note of hockey pads.
Gross.
Those are the worst.
Gross. Yes, they don't wash them ever.
Oh, no.
One witty resident suggested naming it the Tacoma Aroma Doma. But that's what I'm going to call it from now on.
Yeah, had
it's not the Tacoma Dome. It's the Tacoma Aroma Doma.
You should have just gone Aroma Dome. Come on.
Ooh, the Aroma Dome. That's what we're calling it from now on. The city's pungent reputation clung like a persistent cologne. One paper quoted, "I didn't see Tacoma, but I smelled it."
Oh, that's pretty good. Gotta admit.
City planners fretted that teams and fans might avoid Tacoma due to its aromatic medley. In 1984... Rolling Stone magazine wrote a story claiming Bruce Springsteen fled after only one Tacoma Dome show, blaming the city's infamous stench. Now, later it emerged that the boss merely had the flu, but the story added fuel to the fire of Tacoma-targeted jests.
No, I was going to say the boss couldn't handle some stench. I mean, he's from, you know, East Coast.
Right.
I'm sure if he can do more than one show in Jersey, I'm sure he can handle.
Exactly. So what kept Tacoma's olfactory symphony in full swing? Stick around to find out after this.
Is it Shay?
It's not me.
I'm sorry. Is it Shay's husband?
Actually, now that he's vegetarian, it's much better.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. You tell me that after a night of Brussels sprouts, how that goes.
All right. I will get to that after this short break. Turns out the Kraft paper mill wasn't the lone virtuoso in this nasal orchestra. The Port of Tacoma housed a veritable potpourri of industrial businesses, oil refineries, a mineral wool manufacturer, a chlorine plant, meat packing and rendering facilities, smelters, plus a fleet of diesel trains and equipment.
Wait a minute. Can we go back? What was the second one?
Mineral wool manufacturer. So mineral wool insulation.
What? Oh, okay. I was going to say, yep. What is mineral wool?
Yeah. So instead of fiberglass insulation, mineral wool. So rock wool is a mineral wool.
Gotcha. Yeah. From all those rock sheep.
Exactly.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Rock sheep it is. Cheap it rock.
A 1988 Pierce County report revealed that USG Interiors, a mineral wool manufacturer, sometimes released 10 times more malodorous sulfur compounds than the paper mill with zero odor control measures. So it wasn't just the pulp mill.
So like me after, you know, eating a hot dog at a ball game.
No odor control measures.
That's right.
The report also scrutinized the port's oil refineries, the city's sewage treatment plant, Puget Sound Byproducts, which is a rendering plant, Lilly Blad Petroleum, and various chemical manufacturers.
I think Lily Bad's probably accurate as well.
Yeah, I'm sure, because it's bad. The county's air quality task force, lacking enforcement authority, resorted to politely asking port industries to voluntarily curb their emissions. They had no legal authority to enforce air pollution regulations at that time. So it was just a suggestion.
Hey, by the way, could you mind, not stinking so much, possibly?
They suggested that the Simpson Tacoma pulp mill install a new $40 million boiler.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get right on top of that.
In 8 years.
Okay.
The sewage treatment plant ignored all odor control recommendations. This is the city's sewage treatment plant, balking at the cost of placing domes over the open sewage tanks.
Of course.
Similarly, near the tide flats, Puget Sound's byproducts open ponds of decaying animal matter wafted their foul essence for hundreds of feet.
Hundreds of feet? Like, oh, yeah, we're talking hundreds of yards. That's just...
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of sneaky stuff up in the Northwest, yes. But... I'm telling you, the port of Tacoma kind of like
has its own. I mean, special.
outside of the poodle dog restrooms, port of Tacoma probably takes the cake, and that includes the pickle plant in Enumclaw.
I mean, that was a lovely scent compared to the pickle plant in Enumclaw is not there anymore, unfortunately.
I wonder why that happened.
Again, for the rendering plant, covering the ponds was deemed too pricey. Sound Refining's asphalt production conjured up an aromatic medley described in the report as rancid, skunk-like, putrid, nauseating, and garlic-like.
I'm going to disagree with the garlic one, but everything else, spot on.
U.S. Oil and Refining joined USG Interiors and the Simpson Mill in their sulfur symphony of rotten egg smell. Occidental Chemical Corporation emerged as the teacher's pet of odor control, with their chlorine and ammonia production barely registering. Adding to the problem, some sneaky polluters tried to pull a fast one. By the mid-1980s, the Puget Sound Air Pollution Control Agency began nocturnal patrols to catch industrial plants illicitly pumping pollutants into the night air. It seems some businesses took midnight dumping a bit too literally.
Been out drinking all night. You got that midnight dumping that occasionally happens.
I know. Well, especially you rolled into the Red Hot to see what was on special, right. And you ate like the double wiener with jalapenos and whatever else crazy thing they got going on. Then you have to worry about the midnight dumping. Over the next decade, stricter pollution and odor control regulations gradually reined in Tacoma's infamous smell. The Pierce County Air Quality Task Force enlisted residents as citizen scientists, asking them to report daily on local odors for a year. This olfactory census aimed to help experts identify the worst offenders among local industries. So by the smell, they could go and see, like, be like, who is not adhering to odor control regulations. In 1990, Puget Sound Byproducts finally invested $1.4 million in upgrading their odor control system. Ironically, the improvement process temporarily worsened the situation due to open ductwork. The company installed a thermal oxidizer and then finally sealed the plant in an airtight building. They were also ordered to expedite truck unloading and regularly clean the facility, which I'm going to hazard a guess that they did not comply with that.
I'm going to guess no.
Yeah. Despite these efforts, by late 1991, so they finished up their upgrades in the end of 1990. And by the end of 1991, they faced shutdown threats from the Puget Sound Air Pollution Control Agency and the Port of Tacoma for persistent odor issues. While they managed to improve, the company continued to face fines for environmental violations. And I can tell you, my husband has told me about witnessing stacks of animal carcasses just sitting in the company's yard in the hot sun, rotting.
Is that bad meat or good cheese? Who knows?
Right. Well,
sounds like your husband knows.
Oh, speaking of, I didn't put this in the story.
See what I did there? Nose.
Ba-dum-bum. Speaking of that, I didn't put this in the story, but I am going to mention it here. Tacomans have a pretty good sense of humor. And one company opened up, it's a deli, a gourmet deli, and they called themselves the Meat Cheese Stink Deli.
You're kidding me.
No,
they actually look it up. Meat cheese stink. They didn't even go with meat cheese stanks or anything like that.
Yeah, I think, look it up. I may be getting the order of the words wrong, but it was meat cheese stink. And then also the local rugby team hosts the Tacoma Aroma rugby tournament still every year.
See, no, that one's okay. So.
Yes. So the rendering plant saga ended with a major fire in 2022. Though negotiations for rebuilding are ongoing, much to the chagrin of environmental advocates and many locals who oppose its return, including us and people who work in the port, citing its checkered history of regulatory violations. They were regularly fined for wastewater violations. So they are dumping their disgusting sludge of animal byproducts and chemicals into the Puget Sound.
Okay.
So they are trying to return, but we're trying, you know, environmental activists are trying to block this. And I think a lot of local citizens are as well.
Back to your meat cheese.
The deli.
It is actually about two and a half blocks up from the McMenamins Elks Club in downtown Tacoma.
Is it still there?
It is called the Stink Cheese Meat and El Tufo Wine Bar.
Ooh.
So you got stinky cheese and meats and wine and El Tufo.
What is El Tufo?
It basically is the stink.
Oh,
El
nice.
Tufo.
They really just leaned into it.
Yep. It was also apparently a clown called Ernesto Ruiz, El Comedian El Tufo, which is the stink, but it's got good ratings, 4.5.
All right, I'm going to have to go check it out. In fact, after this episode drops, maybe next time I go down to Tacoma, Jody and I'll go in there and tell them about the episode. So everybody, go to Stink Cheese Meat and El Tufo.
It looks fantastic. It literally has a sign above it that just says stink. And it says, we are the good aroma of Tacoma. At Stink, we use the freshest ingredients possible, pride ourselves in our passion to provide great food and service for your dining experience. That is fantastic.
I
El Tufo means stink in Spanish.
There was also a coffee shop that was open. I don't know if it still is, called the Aroma Cafe. So 1993 saw the demolition of the ASARCO, or as I like to call it, the ASARCO, copper smelter's 562-foot smokestack, a major contributor to Commencement Bay's pollution.
Yep. Part of the reason for our listing of Superfund sites.
Yep.
Right around the corner from the port, down closer to the zoo. Also, you get a bunch of zoo smells down there as well.
That is true. That is true.
I'll leave it to your imagination on what zoo smells are.
Also, the industrial waste and sometimes would show up as bits of metal slag on local beaches. And that might have played into the myth of the Maury Island incident, by the way.
Slag.
Because a lot of people think that the metal bits and bobs that they said was metal slag from the flying saucer was just ASARCO industrial waste.
I would not be surprised by that. So
yeah. So this towering symbol of industrial might, which had inspired Tacoma's Frank Herbert's bleak landscapes in Dune, true story, finally fell after four decades. So in fact, there is a Dune Peninsula in Point Defiance Park where there is a sandworm sculpture. Further improvements came in 1997 when the Simpson Craft Pulp Mill completed a major odor control project, followed by the shutdown of their notorious stinky boiler in 1999. So the deodorizing trend continued with the closure of the West Rock Corrugated Packaging Mill in 2023. Since the late 1990s, Tacoma's signature scent has largely dissipated, save for a memorable week in 1997 when a malfunctioning sewage treatment digester required cleaning, which meant opening up the tank that had been sealed for like 15 years.
Oh, that had to be just something special.
Yeah. Assaulting Interstate 5 drivers with an eye-watering stench. While the faint whiffs of the old Tacoma aroma occasionally drift across the freeway and low tides can still furrow noses, stricter regulations and industrial closures have largely banished the cheesy, sulfurous miasma that once defined the city.
Can we not say cheesy? That's just...
extra special.
I'd really like to continue liking cheese, and that's a rugged one. Can you imagine that first day? Like, imagine the day you're opening up, 15 years, that thing has not been open, and you're going to open it up. That had to be, I wonder if that was somebody's, first day on the job, and last.
I want to know how many people threw up that day.
Oh, yeah, work. You had to be just I would call in sick. I'd be I'm sick for the next month. there's no way. No. I'm just put those dudes, this is their first day. They, trial by fire. Here we go. That's what you get.
I know it's a good stench. City job with good benefits, but.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be and I'm out. I don't care.
I didn't include this in here, but I did come across a little blurb in a paper because I just raked the paper for any mentions of Tacoma aroma since the 1800s. And so somebody was doing a review of powdered popcorn seasoning or a McCormick's type of seasoning, that was a cheese flavor. One of their descriptors was it tasted like the Tacoma aroma.
Oh, you're kidding me. Wow. Somebody just pulled that in. They're like, and this one tastes like this stuff's
mouth. And I'm like, oh, that's so bad. So today, Tacoma is a far cry from its malodorous past. Extensive urban renewal and restoration projects have transformed the cityscape. Historic buildings now house modern shops and restaurants, while former Superfund sites like Ruston Point have become thriving upscale communities. The city proudly boasts 19 breweries, Jason. We're up to 19 breweries in Tacoma.
Wow, that's pretty good.
6 museums, a University of Washington campus, and a performing arts center with 3 stunning theaters.
I don't know if I go so far saying stunning. But what? Let's say Pantages? 3 theaters. Pantages is good. That
and
would
the
be
Rialto?
Stunning. Rialto is okay.
Okay, fine.
What's the third one?
I don't remember.
Let's say 2 stunning theaters.
Okay, and 1 okay one.
1 ugly one. Yeah, sorry. Somebody's always going to be the ugly. I'm saying this as the ugly friend. The deja vu. Somebody's always got to be the ugly friend.
No, it makes it sound like it's a deja vu theater.
Deja vu.
It is not a deja
Somebody
vu
always
theater.
Has to be the ugly stripper. I am the ugly stripper. I'll be the first to admit. You start to take that stuff off and people are like, no, put it back on. We'll pay you.
Here's $10. Put everything back on. So with clear skies allowing Mount Tacoma to reign supreme once more, Tacoma has evolved into a beautiful, vibrant destination for both residents and visitors alike. See,
now you're getting confusion between Mount Tacoma and Tacoma.
I am going to just stand up for Tacoma here. Tacoma has improved so much over the last 20 years, and you cannot deny that.
T-Town. Can't deny. T-Town is where it's at.
Yes.
Got friends that left Phoenix and moved to Tacoma.
Yes.
Specifically. Shout out.
Shout out K-Dog. To who? K-Dog? Who's K-Dog?
Kevin. Mr. Kevin Reddy, he's out there in the world. So.
Well, you need to send him this podcast. Hi, Kevin.
He's been sent this podcast. Trust me. he's
and he no longer listens.
He's no longer my friend after that. So something else for Shade to Ruin. That's fantastic.
your friendships. Nope. Allison's never going to talk to you again.
How is Shay going to ruin a really horrible aroma? I'm glad we're talking about this, Shay.
Because the aroma is not there anymore. I mean, it's barely a whiff. I rarely smell it. And look, downtown Seattle smelled way worse than Tacoma smells now. On Tacoma's worst day now.
Fart in the car next time, Shay. Be like, oh, I barely farted. It's not that bad. I agree. It's way better than me peeing in the car a little bit, even a little bit, much like the smell of Seattle currently.
Downtown Seattle just smells like all over the street. It smells like. So, like News Tribune contributing columnist Chuck Kleberg said, it's time for a new toast.
Here's to the town that snuggles the bay, the boom of the boomiest, as Kipling did say, where the weak turn gritty and the gritty turn great. Here's to Tacoma in evergreen state. Here's to our neon, our mountain, our hoods, and here's to the secret that we really smell good. Have you tasted our Roca? Tried Frisco Freeze? Did you notice our parks with their magnificent trees? Then lift your glass higher and say it with pride, T-Town is our town. Let no one deny.
Clink.
Clinkies.
I like that. Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining me to talk about the Tacoma aroma. I appreciate it. I hope that I haven't scared people away from Tacoma. Like I'm saying, it has gotten so much better that it is barely a little whiff. And I still stand by the fact that I think that Tacoma is better than Seattle these days. So you will feel safer, at least in downtown Tacoma, than you will in downtown Seattle. And we have so many great new restaurants, breweries, lots of performing arts, lots of great museums, beautiful parks. It's a great place to go.
It's fantastic. And yeah, don't, much like Shay's aroma, it's really not that bad. So it's, you know, occasionally you catch a whiff or something like that.
Hey.
So, for the most part, all you can really smell in downtown Tacoma is the smugness that we are actually better than Seattle at this point.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I haven't lived there in a while, so Shay, I'm not going to get involved with that. So, but you can smell that smugness of like, we only have one crack pipe smoking person per block here, not three like Seattle.
Exactly. So if you don't live in the Pacific Northwest and you're going to take a trip up here, sure, you need to go to Seattle and do all the touristy things, the Space Needle and the Pike Market. Those are fun. But then I encourage you to take a little 40-minute road trip down to Tacoma and explore it.
Agreed. When you're down at Pike's and you're like, I've smelled that fish. I'd like to smell something a little different.
I've smelled fish and piss. So let's go smell something new.
Fish, piss, and coffee. So.
Exactly. And burnt coffee because it's Starbucks. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go smell something, you know, more. Do you have anything in a more of a poodle dog aroma?
BO mildew and Tacoma aroma that's been sitting in the carpet for 60 years.
Yeah. Smells like old crusty.
Oh, and cigarettes. People, don't forget.
From Fife. Yeah. Right? That's correct. That is 100% correct.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Please share the podcast with somebody. And if you'd like to support us, you can leave a rating or review, or you can head on over to our Patreon and check out our bonus episodes. Head on to rainydayrabbitholes.com, and that's where you can find everything. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you will find a link to the Patreon. You can listen to the podcast there, and then you can also explore our merch there. We just added a coffee tumbler, and I'm going to have to go work on some air freshener designs.
And really, I know we kind of went deep on a very, very specific Northwest thing up here, but if you haven't come up, Tacoma's got a lot of amazing things. It's really changed in the last 20 years. It's a fantastic little city. It's definitely worth a stop by. We've got all kinds of good stuff up here now,
yeah,
including glass museums and
glass museums. So cool
stuff Shay has talked about before with the Stadium High School and the Elks Lodge. And there's a lot of history and stuff here in Tacoma that is they're working really hard to keep intact. And thankfully, the aroma is something that they're going to let go by the wayside.
Oh, and I do want to plug real quick one of my favorite shops in Tacoma, which is Tricky's Pop Culture Emporium. One of Jason's favorites, too. They have Star Wars collectibles, Star Trek collectibles, Doctor Who, Harry Potter, all the comic book collectibles. It's amazing.
Yeah, you like your pop culture nerd stuff, give it a check out. Right near it, too, some fantastic record shops, Stargazer Comics, great food, Red Hots down the road. Hey, you know what? It's almost like Tacoma's got some great stuff.
Yeah, it's very cool. All right, well, we're going to let you guys go, and we will see you next time. Thank you, Jason, for joining me today.
Wait a second. Listen, you smell that? Is that Shay? Nope. It's just history.
Nice one. All right, well, we'll see you next time, and see you down the rabbit hole.
You know, if you want another one, you could do Classy Lady Hour with Bigfoot Pervert Shay and Dolphin Predator Jody.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We need to make that into a greeting card.
It's Classy Lady Hour.